What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Smells Like Freedom. I am your host, JP, and on this fine evening, I'm going to introduce you to the long-rumored, once-in-a-lifetime, Greg.
Greg, that's me.
Greg, just call me Greg. So, I've been saying it for a long time. I've been trying to, scour the interwebs and just find the right person, but I didn't have to.
I came to him.
Wow. Yep.
Yep.
Edit and post. we've got a dynamic duo again. So we're getting it off the ground, and this episode's going to sound a little shitty because we're doing it on location in the garage
of Neff Car Studios.
Neff Car Studios without proper audio gear. So that's fine.
Well,
so,
welcome.
Yeah, welcome everyone. So it's been a really long time, and I just decided that now's the time to just come back.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't you say?
A welcome back show, if you will.
Sure, sure. So we're actually just out here in the garage in beautiful, cloudy Florida. And the temperature's dipping a little bit, wouldn't you say?
It's a gorgeous 62 degrees.
Gorgeous 62 degrees. So we're just going to kind of hang out for a bit. We're going to, do a little dry run.
Shooting the stuff, if you will.
Sure, sure. We can curse on this show.
Oh, yes, we can.
Yeah, it's I'm sure it's still monitored, but it's fine.
Yeah, we'll be canceled.
Haven't been yet. So, let's see. What's going on? What do you think we should discuss? This is all off the cuff. We've got no agenda today.
We're talking about gun maintenance right now.
Gun maintenance,
that's what we're
yeah.
doing.
And Greg here, he's a avid gun maintainer. One of those.
I'm a cleaner of weapons.
I'm not. He was the first person to clean mine in probably a few years. So, here we are. What are we doing? How are you doing it?
Well, I am running my Hornaday ultrasonic cleaner. We got a bunch of different guns here. We're going to put them in this solution. We're heating it up to 140 degrees. We're going to run them. It's going to clean them. It's going to look good as new. I'm going to put the shine on every single one of these, if you will.
Greg, would you tell us a bit about gun maintenance? Would you tell us the importance of said maintaining?
Well, gun maintenance is the most important thing you can do when you're a firearm owner. If your gun's dirty and jamming and clogged and dirty and grimy, it's not going to work when you need it. You got somebody breaking in the house, you're going to pull the trigger and you hear a click. And that's all you're going to hear. And then you're going to be dead. So a well-maintained firearm...
sounds like a problem.
It's a big problem. So it's always very important to keep your weapons cleaned, lubricated, and running like it should, honestly. Because otherwise, you just have a big paperweight that ain't going to do nothing unless you're going to throw it at the bad guy.
Shit out of luck, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So, we went out to the range today for some much-needed pew time.
Therapy.
I would say it's longer than overdue.
Yes.
And
been a while.
Any of those folks who are listening that can relate... can probably tell you the same. We for a moment almost didn't do it.
It's all thanks to Mr. JB for making our ammo prices so high. A lot of phobia about that right now.
Yeah. He's a great guy, wouldn't you
he
say?
Is. Yes, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, sure. I've been down this avenue before. Last show that I ran. That's another story altogether. But the last episode, old Trumper was in office.
Yeah, yep. And now we have Mr. Biden, which we love so much.
Yes.
Loves him. Yep, he is our knight in shining armor coming to save the day from all the bad Trump policies we had.
Oh.
All these low gas prices, freedom of speech, all those things. Terrible.
High employment rates.
Yeah, it was awful. Great economy.
Every bit of it's just terrible.
I could build a house for not $400,000 a square foot.
Yeah. You know, let's talk about that. So,
we are
jumping all over the place. So, hang on. So, Greg here is buying a new home.
I am.
It's being constructed right now out of toothpicks, I would assume.
Toothpicks, yeah.
That's the
very expensive.
That's toothpicks. The Florida special. So, yeah. Just house prices in general. So, they're expected to rise another 25% to 40% within the next month or two.
So, if you're looking, get out there now.
Is it? I mean. What does it matter?
Don't move to Palm Coast, though. There's too many people down there.
Yeah. It's a nightmare. If you have bought a house, congrats. If you haven't, you should have looked two years ago.
Too late. Welcome to my situation.
And renting is not even existent.
Yeah. So, quick story. I moved here from Arkansas, and houses there, we had a really nice house. Big 2,600 square foot house for $270,000. I moved here, and we have to buy now so we don't get taxed out the ass for our new house. And it's insane right now trying to find anything that's not going to be $3,000 a month for our mortgage payment. Luckily, we found one, but it's smaller than the house we had, but it's still $340,000 for the basic home.
And for those listening, we're not multimillionaires. still scraping bottom hardly. On sponsors. As in zero.
So if you're interested.
Yeah. If you're interested in this hoot nanny, give us a shout. SmellsLikeFreedom@gmail.com. SmellsLikeFreedom on Instagram. SmellsLikeFreedom on Meta.
It smells like a lot of freedom out here.
It does. It does. So like I said, we're coming back. So, hope you're tuning in on all of your iTunes and your... I don't know. Where the fuck is this podcast? It's on iTunes. It's on... Google Play, it's on Spotify, along with Joe Rogan.
we're pretty much the same.
For now. But yeah, so I'd love a good sponsor. So.
And welcome back. It is good to be here. I am so happy to be on this podcast finally.
Yeah,
it's been talked about a lot.
And, if you go back some episodes before I did the solo stint.
The JP show.
It's a little nasally, you know? So hopefully this isn't as nasally anymore.
Pardon me.
Oh, cracking a cold one.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, it's better than guns and beer, right?
nothing spells safety like alcohol and firearms.
P.S. No firearms are loaded at this time.
True.
They're all in pieces on my desk.
Speaking of which, though, we got carded today.
Yeah.
At lunch, like a couple of gals. Because the gun range actually has a badass restaurant attached to it. And
full bar.
Full bar.
Totally safe.
But Bree, right?
Yep.
Bree 2.
Yep.
We'll call her Bree 2.
Yes.
She was a little spacey today. She was a little waitress. Clearly not on this planet.
She was out there.
Yeah. She had about two tables and bug eyes, and she was just... confused about everything, but
like
regardless,
speed too.
Yeah. But then she came over and asked us what we had to drink, so we decided, well, a beer sounds great, and then she asked for our IDs, no problem. And then, as she went to, scribble in crayon our order, she asked for the IDs in order to basically stop us from shooting at the gun range.
For range safety, I'll need your IDs and scan it into the system.
Right. Sure, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
So we had to, pump the brakes on that, and we told her we would kindly decline for some Mr.
Yes,
Mr.
We have a therapy session ahead of us, so we have to be sober for, apparently.
Correct. So, yeah, we decided not to do it, and she just didn't know what the fuck was happening. She was going to bring us said beers anyway.
Yeah, she had
which
them
I actually thought
list.
We would have gotten, yeah. And that would have been nice. Not
totally
even
could have got away with that.
Then we probably still would have got screwed somehow.
So let's talk about range safety for a minute.
Yeah, like I said, hang on, kids. We are...
why not?
We are going
it's
for it.
It's intro episode number one.
Yeah, we're getting back in the swing.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So, I don't know where you're from. I'm from a little small town in Arkansas.
Here we go.
Our range safety was the backyard. No houses around. Why not? You go out there, you've been drinking literally all day. kids everywhere, It's just what you do.
Babies on breasts. It's the whole thing.
You got a bonfire that's as big as your house. I mean, that is Arkansas all the way there. So we go out there and we pop off a couple rounds.
Northwest,
now we got
you say?
Northwest Arkansas. Okay. Shout out to everybody in the old Northwest.
All one of you. It's probably the host.
You're probably right.
Maybe not. I'll look at the stats. Days. We'll see.
But yeah, that's what we would do. We would go out, have a party. Everybody would barbecue. There's food for days out there. And drinks a flowing. You're talking about any kind of thing that's wet and alcoholic, that's what we had at these parties.
Wet,
every single night, very wet. But bonfires going, you know, you go out there with your buddies, everybody's got a gun in Arkansas. Everybody. Doesn't matter. Gun racks were a thing. If I don't know where you're from, but where we're from, gun racks in the back of your pickup truck in high school, totally fine. Not today. So we... We'd go out there, we'd set up the beer cans, the watermelons, pretty much everything you could find to shoot, and that's what you shoot. That was our range. You make sure everybody's behind a certain point, and hey, you just go to town. And that's good. It's very free. And ammo was way cheaper. Just gonna throw that out there for now. We'll get to that later. But yeah, that was our time. And it's the middle of the night, so it was like 2 in the morning, so nobody could see shit. There were no lights. There were no safety lights, no range safety officers.
The fire was the light.
Yeah, you got a fire, and most of the time, Bubba Jean would come and throw one of those mortars that you get on the 4th of July right into the fire, and that shit would explode on everybody. And yeah, that was a good time.
Was that the only thing?
That was one of the only things.
Sure.
Moonshine's very, very prevalent where I'm from.
Right.
That's also another episode.
We might have to have some for that episode.
Yeah, we definitely should.
Yeah. Brian the old pup.
Yes, sir. A little jet fuel for the podcast.
Sure. But, so in terms of range safety, so obviously, yeah, you know, backwoods Arkansas, that's kind of how things went. And honestly, here in Florida, it wasn't much different. But now everything's turning into suburbia, so
yeah.
They're... really isn't any land available unless you just live on the swamp somewhere.
Yep.
Which we don't, clearly. So we're paying whatever we
Buku's pay. Amount of money.
Yeah. But you know, yeah, I know we went down a couple avenues today, but let's legitimately talk about range safety. So,
oh yeah.
Safety is very important.
Yes.
But here's my problem. I think people should be somewhat screened at the door.
Yep.
To some degree, whether it's a questionnaire on a basic level, right? Because we want to talk
gun
mandates and things like that, of like, you know, should you, you know, file background checks, yada, yada, yada. Well, going to the range, I think, is also risky. I'm not saying we need to do background checks, but there's got to be something to prove there.
Right.
Because how do I know that this bitch who got her baby Taurus for $100 at Academy on a Black Friday sale knows what she's doing, and I'm not going to catch a stray.
I'm not going to shoot me in the ass.
Right.
Literally 2 feet away from where I am.
Right.
It's like what we were talking about at the range today when they have those automated targets that move up and down. We were noticing how many times that top target has been shot, and then the panel's directly above our head. I've been to some ranges. There are holes in the sides of the dividers. It's like, who the hell is letting these people into this freaking range? And how does that even happen?
There's a range I used to go to, and someone got murdered there.
Oh, nice.
It's a wild little shootout.
Yeah? What was that? We'll say the hood.
It could have been.
Yeah.
West Coast,
so.
Of Florida.
I was about to say, I've never been to the West Coast of this country.
But it wasn't the hood. But it was.
Palaka. No, I won't say that. I'm just kidding.
Walaka. That's a real place.
Walaka.
Palaka, Walaka, Interlaken.
Nah, I've been to Interlaken. I have. How many topics do we want to get on tonight?
You know what? It doesn't matter. We're 13 fucking minutes in.
Went to a job at old Walaka, and it was the meth walk capital of the world. The dude came out wobbling. He looked like Gumby out there on strings.
He had to get the propane to fire his machinery for meth production.
It was something special.
Yeah.
Yep.
See, We said so much at the beginning, and now we're just
kind of
spent.
Yeah.
But that's fine, you know? Like I said, we'll edit it.
Next time we'll have a game plan.
Yeah. Sometimes it's better not to have a game plan.
A test run.
You just get loose, and you just
say
whatever comes to mind, you know?
Yes.
But I think that going forward, bringing it back will be the right thing to do. It's what America needs right now.
Amen.
You know, so all five of you listening will just get it back.
Shout out to our wives.
Yeah, a penny a listen.
Yep.
I get a penny a listen.
Do you?
I do.
We need to discuss this.
That means I've got about $10.
Ooh, you are
lifetime
rich.
Value. No, I'm just kidding. It's probably half a cent. But anyway, yeah. So, like I said earlier, you know, shit's happened over the last couple years. Smells Like Freedom's gone up and gone down. Basically, I had to get the rights back for my own intellectual property. That's for another day.
Oh, boy.
I'll have to have a few more Jamesons for that. I won't call anybody out, but they knew who they are.
You know who you are.
Yeah. I know who I am. But yeah, so this is a short and sweet one. I'm not going to kind of babble on any longer. You know, I don't think we'll make the 20-minute mark,
this
but that's
called
okay.
The preview.
The preview.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to upload this puppy here shortly. Like I said, if you guys are interested and you're liking what you hear, go ahead and continue to like, share, publicize, write on the board, on the metaverse.
The metaverse.
And we'll see you later.
Right, I promise you, the next ones will be not scripted.
Scripted?
Not scripted. That's not what
planned
out and longer than 20 minutes, I promise.
First time on the podcast.
Hey, I'm a podcast virgin.
Going down
Thank you
the drain.
For popping my cherry.
Going down the drain. But without further ado, that's JP. That's me.
And I'm Greg.
He's so enthusiastic tonight.
I am me.
But, yeah, we'll catch you later.
See ya.
See ya.